three, and five. So number four is first, Ron, and then number one, Carolina. Number two, Dawn. Number three, Teresa, and number five, Alana Loss. Ron?
Can I put my name on?
Now we have to do the whole thing over.
Anywhere.
Well,
anywhere.
That means you can be last.
Okay, I've allocated the time and time's left, then you can speak. Is that okay, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have five people. Each person gets 6 minutes. Ron?
I very cleverly signed in at number four.
The jig is up, my friend.
I'll smart myself regularly. First of all, I want to thank you all, and I wrote this out because I want to say it all, for your service to KPFT. This was not easy work. It's an honor to speak to you. It really is. Next, and important, I'd like to congratulate the chair for the conduct of the meeting. The difference from my observation of this meeting and the last month's meeting is notable. This is run civilly, and it's run with order. I appreciate that as a viewer and observer. We're all familiar with t-shirts. T-shirts are a big deal. I'm very proud to wear this t-shirt. I'm a red shirt at the Kerrville Folk Festival. We are security. We are the order keepers. We don't call ourselves security, and we don't intervene with force, and we don't intervene with any type of rules. We're peacekeepers. We're charged with one and only one course of action. We say, "How can I help you?" Seen that work in miraculous ways. It's no coincidence that KPFT and Kerrville have occupied most of the last half century. It's no coincidence that Kerrville's music-centric environment and community-centric environment are reflected here at KPFT. Tonight, in closing, I'd like to ask you for 2018 to adopt a peacekeeper role amongst yourselves and with the KPFT staff and with National. Rather than finding faults and casting blame, and having trials and prosecution and meeting out punishment, all according to the rules of order. Rather than spending your valuable time on those tasks, simply, first, last, and always, ask, as we do, how can I help? KPFT.
Carolina?
Hi. Sorry, this is my first time, so I'm not sure where to stand, so I'll stand somewhere around here.
So the mic is over here.
The mic is over there?
Right here.
Oh. I'm pretty loud, but I am happy to get closer to the mic if that is helpful.
Thank you.
So hi everyone, my name is Carolina Ramirez. I am currently a staff member with United We Dream. We are the largest immigrant youth-led organization, and I am the founding member of the Houston chapter that has been here since 2013. So I'm really excited and thank you for having me. The reason why I'm here today as a Houstonian, as a listener and a supporter of KPFT is because I'd like to bring up a very pressing matter that affects all Houstonians. You may have heard that we have 65,000 residents of Harris County, individuals who are in the process of losing their ability to work and be able to live in this country that we all call home. This should be a red flag to all working people. The people that I mentioned are known as Dreamers, benefit from the DACA program that was created in 2012 through a lot of community organizing efforts, including here in Houston. The reason why I'm here is because Dreamers or DACA recipients have actually lost this opportunity in September of this year, of last year, and this includes myself. What this means to me is that since the Trump administration ended this program in September of 2017, my life is basically on the clock, as are many of Harris County residents. I am to lose my ability to work in this country starting September, and I will lose my protection to live in this country. I'm currently the National Education Equity Manager of the network, but before DACA, I was waiting tables after I had graduated from college. I cannot emphasize the importance of this topic at this very important time, so close to the upcoming elections, the election cycle. So I request KPFT to put more attention on the stories of immigrant youth, to highlight the experiences of Houstonians, and to have more information about what this DACA fight means and how many of these Houstonians can actually benefit from a proposed legislation known as the DREAM Act. We have been grossly misinformed by this current administration, and I fear that if more people continue to be misinformed, we may actually have mass deportations of people like myself. I believe KPFT is a strong voice in the community. I don't miss it. And I am continuously telling other people to tune in. So I strongly believe that KPFT can be that voice to make sure that more people are aware of this very urgent matter. Thank you.
Ooh. John?
I'm Don Freeman. Most of you guys have seen me before. Okay.
Can you speak a little louder?
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
TK.
On air right. Voice, Don.
So what?
Here's your on air voice.
My on air voice?
Yeah. Board exactly. Members were not to interact.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Don.
I'm so sorry. And by far, great job, best chair. All right. As far as outreach, I would say that the old ways of outreach are going to give you old ways of the people who are going to give you money. Outreach, the one thing that we have kept trying to do over and over again is have print. No one reads print. No one reads newspapers like that. Newspaper companies are dying. What do they go to? Social media. Why don't we go to social media? The same amount of money that we pay for newspapers or just an article to say what shows we have, we can do the same thing on Facebook for far less cheaper and actually have every single thing on there with just a simple click. It'll show up. It'll show promotion. It'll get you your young people. It'll get you your old people. It doesn't matter because it goes from 18 to 65 plus. Also, to restructuring. Oh, Pacifica. I don't know if you guys know, but KPFT has restructured. I'm doing about 3 to 4 jobs, I think. I don't know. But you guys hear me every day on the radio. And if you are up there, which is another thing, I would hope that the LSB would be on, I would say, at the actual KPFT building sometimes. I've seen some of you there. But see what's going on and see how it's working. Also, listen to the shows, not just the FM shows, but the HD shows. We have a whole station that is being built right now. When I first started, HD had two. And two listeners is nothing but the transmitters. Right now, we have shows hitting 20, 29. Certain shows are beating Democracy Now. That means something. Why? Because we are filling up that that schedule. Well, I'm filling up that schedule, me and Bobby. Right now, I'm trying to make sure I have everything. Okay, cool. Now, you guys all know me. I'm there from 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm here now. I work Christmas. I work New Year's Eve. I work Thanksgiving. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what time it is. I am there for KPFT. Tomorrow, I will be there at 9 o'clock all the way till 1 o'clock in the morning. That is the devotion that I have for KPFT, and I will hope that the board has that devotion also, just to, you don't have to be there all day, but just to have the devotion to make sure that KPFT is running and make sure that whenever you have complaints about KPFT, that you know what is going on at KPFT. Right now, KPFT is running very smoothly, even though it doesn't seem like that on the outside, but trust me, KPFT with the people that we have in place is running very smoothly compared to what we had before and all the money that we are spending compared to the money that we are getting in. Right now, we are spending less money than what we are actually paying out. That is the key to KPFT surviving. As far as Pacifica, the key to Pacifica surviving, I mean, we all know what that is, and that is for us to actually step up and have some PMB members and those people at the top to do what we have to do. And that is, sorry to say this, and I know, bankruptcy. Loans is fine, but the thing is, loans will not get us through. We cannot keep doing loans and putting us in more debt as a corporation or as anything, as a community, and we cannot keep asking the community to give more and more money for a mistake that we made. We have to restructure. We have unions out there. Right now, KPFT is not a union station. It's the reason why KPFT is not a union station and why it's working. KPFT is working because of that. And that's it. That's all I want to say. And thank you to all the LSB members who I've met over time. And that's it.
What happened to Tell That Bridge?
We don't interact with the public comments. Number 3 is Teresa Allen. Is our job is just to listen right now.
Okay. I think it's phenomenal that the people at KPFK have organized a bridge loan, borrowing against their building, which I think is worth $4+ million, and they've borrowed $2 million. They've gotten people who are offering money worth $2 million, and I'm contributing to that because I believe that that we should pay our debt, and I am concerned about getting into bankruptcy and ending up with a very conservative judge and a very conservative trustee and an FCC that could care less, and they would just as soon take our license away from us. So isn't it amazing that when people work together, within a month's time, they've been able to come up with this money? And I think that some of those people that are asked to give and maybe are loaning the money would actually give it to us. But we have stopped asking. We've just stopped asking people for their vehicles. I just noticed that our budgets for our programmers have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's like we were going back to the 50s or the 60s in the amount we've asked for. So I think we need to look around and see if we have a friend that is writing their will, we ought to ask them to put us in the will. We're not asking. And this is something that on the development committee I've been working on for many years. And I don't understand why at the bottom of every page on our website we don't have something that says, click here if you need assistance on putting KPFT in your will, for example. And we have some people that we consider big donors, but we consider a person a big donor if they give $500. But we have people that could give many times that, and we're just not asking. And thank you, Don. Thank you, Carolina. Don, I want people that work for this station, volunteers and board members and staff, that want to pay our bills. We borrowed $100,000 to fix our transmitter, and at the time, Robin Lewis was our development director. I don't understand why we didn't do a capital campaign. And I guess we thought that the national office had it to give, so they gave us $100,000, but we have very generous terms to pay it back, and we can double that and triple that, and we should pay it back as quickly as possible. In fact, we should go to our people now and say, hey, we didn't ask you for money for a capital campaign. Give it to us now because they need it at the national office. You know, we didn't have a capital campaign, so let's do that. We have been kind of acting like we don't need to pay our bills. And we were on a track this past summer not to pay our employees, and now I want you to be paid. I don't want you to have to. I mean, if everybody looks at the movie called KPFA on the Air, you know that we were started with an understanding that this would be volunteer driven. So we should have lots of volunteers doing the things that are keeping you up until 1 o'clock in the morning. You shouldn't have to work that many hours, and you should get a decent enough salary to pay your bills. We shouldn't have that many paid employees. We shouldn't have to need them, but the paid employees that we have, we should pay them well. Okay. If we can get billboards, that'd be great. We've been trying to get billboards for a long time, but if you know of anybody that wants to give us billboards for free, more power to you, because we've been talking about that for a long time. I forget the name of the guy that offered us billboards at a reduced rate. What was his name? He was on the board. We were meeting over there at the Mark Lacey's nonprofit building, and one of our board members said, I can get billboards for X amount of money. I just haven't seen it. We should be using Facebook. Everyone on this board, every programmer should be going to our Facebook page and liking it and sharing it. Every programmer should be using Facebook and telling people who they're going to have on the air, and people should be cross-promoting so that if I tune in at 9 in the morning and Wally's going to have so-and-so that's going to be interviewed on Thursday night, I should hear about it, so I want to tune back in or just keep the radio on. I've been in California, and I heard somebody mention a show, and I didn't want to get out of the car and go hiking because I wanted to hear what they had to say. Last thing I want to say is that I hope that our programming is relevant, and I hope that we don't have board members that think that they should be constantly calling up programmers and telling them what to do. That's not the way to do it. And someone asked the other day, what can we do so our programmers, you know, don't think so poorly of us? Well, we need as board members to think of who we need to go to if we have suggestions, and rather than going to and ordering our programmers around. There should be a program director or a general manager that gives guidance and counsel to our programmers so that they keep the programming relevant and satisfy the mission and raise money enough to pay our bills.
Thank you, Teresa. Alana Lon is next. Before Alana Lon speaks, I just want to remind the board, we are not allowed to interact with the public during public comment, but I also want to urge us not to do side talk to make sure that the public feels listened to and respected. Alana Lane.
Okay. I would like to put out the idea that in terms of our outreach and raising of funds and so forth, we're mainly addressing a local market, you know, the Houston area. And one of the things that the Civica Foundation could do is, instead of pulling back, is to go beyond, think outside the box, expand, which seems improbable at this time, but actually it could act as a kind of a rescue. If you could start some other stations that are in potentially profitable markets, but do it in the most efficient way, even if you don't have a broadcast transmitter, have an online station or something, but those could be funding that are coming into the foundation. We could have Pacifica stations, for example, in Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, maybe even Seattle, St. Louis, Phoenix. So we need to think about foundations and getting grant money. You know, think about that top 1% that's getting all these tax benefits. Well, not all of them are, you know, greedy capitalists that are going to hang on to their money and not spend it, etc. There are a few who could be persuaded to the benefits, become familiar with the Pacifica Foundation, and just give us grants. So, and as I've been suggested, wills and that sort of thing. So, and of course, in our advertising, we need to target the advertising markets. For example, next Monday, if we had a Pacifica brochure to have hand out, we would have listed on it the programs of interest to the African American community because it's Dr. King's holiday. So those are just some of the ideas that I hope could result in more money, because it seems money is the biggest problem facing us. Of course we need more listenership, but we're in a competing, fractured media market. There's more and more things to take people's attention these days. Every media you can name seems to be losing some of its membership or participation. TV is down, newspapers are closing, etc., etc., because people's attention is only 24 hours in a day, and it's fragmented between all these different interests. So I myself listen as much to the PBS station of U of H as I do to KBFT, because they've got some programs on there that I really like, and we don't have them. So, you know, it's a whole combination of different things, but I hope that we can reach out and get some of those foundation grants, some of the big ticket money, because that's the kind of rescue that we need right now, and think about possibly promoting Pacifica to get stations started in Chicago, in Denver, in Atlanta, wherever. Thank you.
Nancy, it's 8:23, so you can have 6 minutes, and then we'll talk about what to do with that lesson.
Okay. What was I going to say? Well, if this is for the public who don't know, last Thursday, the PNB directors voted to replace Mr. Bill Crozier, and the new IB was selected and going through a process of background checks. And so, technically, Mr. Crozier is the ID, but the new ID already came and introduced himself to staff about 2 days ago. And I don't know what her name is, but and I think the reason was the last week in the Thursday, it was a vote of 18 to only 6 that supported to talk about bankruptcy on the stream meeting. And so he had, Mr. Crozier had only 6 to back him up. The 18 wanted to go into executive session to talk about it, because some people will be thinking, I'm not going to give any more money, because you're going into bankruptcy. So Well, that's reasonable. All right. And about, I don't know who this new person is, but we gotta do something. We gotta fix the plunging membership. So innovative, cutting edge programming. We must do like we did in the beginning. A lot of us are here. And we have to do that, and we have to remember that a lot of people do not have computers or internet, especially in our Washington, D.C. station. So we're going to need paper and print. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have radio, and radio was it's a savior for people who don't have so much money. And I had only $2. I bought a little Chinese radio, and I was able to get BBC at 5 o'clock in the morning in Japan, and all kind of radio was my link. I didn't have a television when I was living in my car, and that was a really good experience. I recommend everybody live in your car for not too long like I do, but you learn how nice it is to sit flat. You know, I don't want to go through that. Anyway, so in the outreach committee, please come. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and if you don't want to come on down to the station, well, send an email or send something. I'll put my email at the table when y'all leave, and because we're getting ready for the Martin Luther King Parade, and we're going to do interviews and maybe edit them later. For we got to go take the microphone to the people so they know we're worth something, you know. And then we're in Houston. More immigrants are coming to Houston every day, and it's almost an all white station. And I'm not saying white is bad, but Japanese money and Chinese money is good too. Okay. So and I'll ask for developments right after the outreach on Tuesday, and we've got a list of grants that we want to start writing letters to. We need to all learn how to do this. We need to take the microphone to the people. We need to do cutting edge programming. I recommend still we take that microphone to the people. They don't come to us. We got to take it to them, and then they know we're worthwhile. Thank you.
It's 8:27, so there are 3 minutes. Do I offer it to everyone who's spoken and then divide it up? Is that?
No.
No? Do we just
everyone.
Move on?
Everyone.
Anybody? Does anyone else want to speak? We have 3 more minutes. The public.
If you have
it. In the back?
Yeah. Okay. Don, did you want
to? Yeah. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say one quick thing. We do have the idea that we have a white station is kind of off, because the thing is we have a mixture of a lot of different people, and saying that we have a white station just because we play Americana so we can get people in and then we have other people on the station, it's kind of unfair. Yes, we do have almost majority white, but that is on FM. If you go to the HD dial, you will see a lot of color, a lot of different people represented, and that is what counts, is that we have representation, but the thing is, we don't notice it if we don't listen to it.
I'm going to put these forms back on the table, so if you spoke tonight and you want to write down what you said for Ted, you can write it down and give it to him. Also, in the future, I just want to tell the public to please sign up on this form, because we're going to use this card system every week as long as the board approves it. So don't be tricky. We're glad to hear from you all. Now, Rhonda, is it okay if we start with your one-minute statement and then start with Jim's question?
Yes, ma'am. But if you don't mind, that aside, the listener comment that we just had,
we don't get to respond to any listener comments. I'm not going to
just get this out.
No, I'm not going to let you. I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to give you a minute to speak for being the PNB staff representative.
Okay, can you give me?
Yes. Yes. And then Jim, you know you're up for your question. Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, My name is Rhonda Garner, and I served as the staff representative in 2017. I'd like to continue the work in 2018. I want everyone here to know that I am committed to joining together and working as a whole for the good of Pacifica. And I believe that we all want that, but we just go about it in different ways. And we've been dealing with toxicity, as you know, Susie, for forever, a very long time. So I want you to know that I'm going to make a commitment to breaking down barriers. If we don't accomplish that, it doesn't matter who we send to the board. I am very concerned that...
Oh, you can finish your sentence. Minute? Yeah, you can finish your sentence.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm very concerned.
I'm okay, Nancy, thanks. I'm very concerned about... I would only want to be on until we get the audit done, y'all. Good. We're going to lose our nonprofit status.
Okay, if you, thank you. You're going to get lots of chances to speak in response to questions.
Thank you.
And what we've been doing is going back and forth, and I honestly lost track. So is it okay if we start with Rhonda responding and then we go clockwise? Okay. Jim, it's your turn to ask a question, 30 seconds.
Okay, I was going to put this in the form of a question and put y'all on the spot and say KPFT's transmitter costs $5,000 a month. WBAI's cost $60,000 a month for a similar piece of equipment. We struggle to have five full-time equivalent employees at KPFT. Some of the big boys have a ton of employees, okay? What would y'all do to, and you have to have a five, to get CPB grants, how would y'all hold the other stations to fiscal responsibility?
Thank you. Rhonda, you're first.
That is a great question.
You get 30 seconds.
Only 30 seconds?
Yes.
Can I go last then, please?
No.
I'm very glad.
This is how we're doing it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm
okay.
Sorry
okay.
You're
okay.
Jumping right in here.
Okay. Here we go. I would do that through national office. As it stands, we need to hire and pay an executive director, a professional. And then from there, y'all know that my mom, I have to step away for a second. I'm sorry. I need to go last when we're going around. I need a break.
We're going to take turns, but you can take a break now.
I make a motion, given the fact that her mother's in the hospital and near death, that she be given that consideration.
We'll come back to you.
Rules are not rules.
Well,
okay, and just so you know, answering these really important questions in 30 seconds is going to be very difficult.
I know. We approved this process before you came.
Okay.
Wally.
That's going to be real hard, y'all.
Can I restate your questions?
No, we don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm totally distracted by what Ron said.
I
just forgot what the question was.
How to get the audit.
What?
How to get the CPB funding. How to get the audits done and the CPB funding.
Point of personal privilege.
It's been forever. That was since the first board meeting.
It
Hey, Don? Don Freeman? Could you come here for a second? You can give me your email address. I can email you what I typed up as a summary of what you said. And then you can confirm whether it's accurate or not.
Oh, the check.
I'm not sure I have all of your information. You obviously don't have my sensitivity. Is it two ends or one?
All right, we're back together. Can we start that process over again? So, Jim, will you quickly restate your question? Is that okay with everyone?
Just
the question. Then we'll do Rhonda, Wally, Joseph, just to get us. Okay.
Was there a statement?
Go ahead, Jim.
Did I make a statement?
Go ahead. Ask the question.
I did?
Condor's order. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Go ahead.
Okay, well, nobody else got critique on what they said.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim, please. Bob, go ahead.
Okay, to summarize, I'm so sorry. WBAI, $60,000 a month for a rental of a tower. KPFT, $5,000 a month. WBAI, possibly at some point, 30 full-time employees. KPFT struggles to have 5 full-time equivalents. How would you hold the other stations to fiscal responsibility?
Thank you, Rhonda.
That's a question.
I would hold those stations to financial responsibility via a paid professional. We desperately need a paid executive director. I'm very concerned. Okay, I'm just answering his questions. So that's the way you would take care of that, for sure. And it will also solve a lot of other problems. Bill, despite his best intentions or anyone, there are no professionals on the ball field. There's no, okay. And each station, I believe, does need to be able to sustain itself with the assistance of a paid professional.
Thank you. Wally?
It's a real problem because we have people at the other stations that just refuse to do what needs to be done. Yes, we do need a paid professional, and that's something that's happening. But there needs to be a way to work with these different stations. It's like they're rogues, and they just do what they want to do, and we have to come together for the betterment of our network.
All right. Again, what Rhonda said is right. We need to get a strong ED permanently that is willing to follow business practices. We need GMs, and we need to write into our policies and practices of our management incentives for the GMs to actually perform. Because when we had a GM that didn't perform for years and there was no incentives whatsoever at all, it took two out of three institutions to try to get a bad performing out. A bad performing should be easy to get out. The good one should be hard to get out. So that's what we need. And it's not union members. It's we need certificate of health workers everywhere else, not just having a job here.
I'd really like to hear about the audits and what in particular do you think you might be able to do as a TMB member to help us facilitate getting the audits completed.
Wally, we work here.
Actually, I don't understand enough about what is happening now with the audits. It's something I have to study.
Joseph?
Calling Wally, I've not been involved in the process, but I am planning on joining the audit committee. I do think it is one of the primary things we need to be working on, because we can't get CPP funding without getting our audits.
Right.
And also, that, and get grants. Getting grants and CPP is very important, so I think it is one of our primary objectives.
And not only that, if we do not get the audit done, we lose our nonprofit status and we can no longer raise money. And I really want the opportunity to finish that work, and this is the way it happens. Unfortunately, there are factions. We're going to get rid of those. But right now, in this election, we're talking about it. If this vote goes the way I think it will, the bottom line is this. You're going to have the people sitting there that are voting for no audits. Adriana Cassinet, Wesley Bethune, and Venetia Patel for 2 years voted in with the PNB, and we did not get the audits done. I want
Elaine.
To be the representative
Elaine, it's your
of
question.
The minority.
Rhonda, just to clarify, when time goes, I'm going to let you finish that sentence, but don't start another one. Elaine?
Speaking about the audits, my question to all of you, and I understand just as important they are, because I've been on the audit committee this year. We're up to being 1 year behind. They've been approved. We kept the status intact. That was due to expire last August. So we're running up on another deadline, and we're getting ready to start the new procedures to finish the current year, 2 years. So how would you help us to continue to do that? Because the station's dragged their feet.
Joseph?
Sending them the staff.
I think the answer to the previous question is the answer. Yeah, we're participating in the audit committee. And I agree, but we need to prioritize that process. And I think, kind of like what Ron said about factionalization, we need to stop fighting amongst individuals and trying to blame whoever we think is the problem, and try to find good solutions and work with together to try to get a good solution together, irrespective of where or who we have to work with.
Ron?
I didn't hear the question. I didn't comprehend the question. Can you repeat it?
We're not repeating the question. Can
well,
you
no.
just... Yeah, I know it's hard. To,
okay.
So can you
okay,
repeat
okay,
it real
okay,
quick,
okay.
Elaine, just like a quick...
All right, I would like to say this. Here's the deal, audits. You can't get an audit done because not any one station uses the same system. There are no checks and balances. Sam Agarwal, I support, is our CFO, but sometimes I wonder how it is that every station operates differently. There are no policies and procedures, and it must come from national.
Thank you. Wally?
The audits are a huge problem. It has to be dealt with, and it's it hasn't been so far. It's definitely going to take the national. It's going to have to come up with an idea and stand behind it and make all the nations comply, all of the stations comply.
Thank you, Alexandra.
One of the questions I had is how, at the national level, could we ask people at all four stations to do little things that add up? One example of this is there's a donate my birthday button, and there's also you create an event where you donate, you ask people to donate, and it's an event. How could we nationally ask everybody to do it maybe on the same day or something like that, something little everybody can do from home?
Rhonda, you're first.
I don't really know. Honestly, I would think that it would be through the National Development Committee. Because honestly, if you're on the national board, and if you read your emails, and if you go to the meetings, you'll spend 60 hours a month, minimum, if you really, really do the work. So what I'm telling you is, if you're on the national board, you can't manage much else. So it has to be done through the committee. The committee is there to help the national board, just as the LSB is a committee of the national board. Yeah.
Wally, yeah, good time.
Please,
Wally. I agree with Rhonda.
Joseph?
There is a monthly meeting of the station managers where they can share ideas for what works in various markets. And of course, we had a bad experience in a pledge drive recently of something that worked well in another market and didn't work so well here. So not necessarily every idea, but I think that's one of the locations where ideas can be shared. So I think Rhonda's right about the National Development Committee, but also the general managers, they can share ideas. But of course, each local LSB probably knows what works best in their market, but it's good that we can keep our ears open to other ideas.
Right. Cliff, do you have a question? PK?
It's kind of obvious.
PK?
I thought he said something, so... You didn't have a question?
No, I have a question. I got a lot of questions. We don't work together probably at all, and we don't have the resources to work together effectively. So where would you?
Okay. I think we're on Wally starting.
I think we started going in the
room. I believe we're saying that we don't work together and that we need to work together, and we do. It's something that has to happen. You know, we're not going to accomplish anything. It's just going to be this different back and forth. So yes, we all need to start working together, and it can happen. I'm seeing it happen here tonight with the way this meeting's being run, and I think we all just need to try and be more civil.
Thank you, Joseph.
There's 2 points in there that I agree with Wally. It's a matter, first of all, as individuals, we have to be willing to walk into the PNB and not turn into a personal fight. We're there to do the business of the PNB. Secondly, we do need to recognize, you know, that it's like in this room. When I'm speaking, you know, people let me speak. When Rhonda's speaking, people need to let her speak and not, you know, crosstalk. We just need to respect each other and say, look, this is a process. It's important to try to use the process in a way that facilitates discussion.
Rhonda?
I agree. And this is what we need. This is my suggestion to help with making that happen. Fake news? No. Just the facts, man. Let's just look at numbers. Let's look at facts. Let's take out the personality, all the hyperbole, people reporting ill facts, just outright lies. We want just the real deal, just the facts. When you get Larry Winter's report, okay, maybe it's not there on the programming side, there's not a lot to report, but there is on the money side. So thank just you. The facts. Oh, did you thank them all?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry.
PK?
I would be interested in knowing if each of you would consider a system of communication for the national board to be fair and equitable so that people can hear each other and otherwise have equal opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, actually there's a specific bylaw that requires whatever system is used to allow exactly that. And, of course, it's very important that whatever system is used, that it's not abused, that we do give everybody a chance to raise their points of order, to speak on the floor, to be heard, and have everybody the opportunity to speak. And any system that does that, I'm not particular to any flavor of technology, as long as it's implemented fairly, but also any system can be implemented unfairly. So it's important that every person who's sitting at a committee or in any kind of meeting, if they see that the system is not being used correctly, to call it to question.
Yes, absolutely. You may be surprised to hear me say that because of the faction that you know that I'm aligned with, so to speak, and the fact that we had Maestro this year. Man, all you got to do is listen to one meeting of the PNB, and you know why that came to be. What has to work is we have to respect for ourselves, which I know I have not respected myself. and therefore I am not heard, and I have not respected others. Okay? We have to respect each other.
Wally?
I don't know anything about the different systems that are being used, but they do need to be done fairly, so everybody is treated equally. And but something has to be done if you have people that are continually disrupting. And but there needs to be a way to make that work, and nothing's going to get accomplished.
All right, we've come to the end of question and answer. Matthew, have you agreed to run this election? Or
doing the staff, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so I'm going to give Matthew the floor, and I think it's really important that we focus and listen to the directions so they don't have to be repeated.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to do this as we always do it. We're just going to make it easy and do the A, B, and C in alphabetical order. So A is Joseph Davis. B is Rhonda Garner, and C is Wally James. You can vote 1, 2, and 3 for each one of them, so please fill out your ballots appropriately. A is Davis, B is Garner, and C is James.
If Wally James is running, I will remove myself. I remove myself from the candidacy.
Is that okay with everyone?
Because here's the deal.
No, we don't need to explain it. We're just going to move on. Are there any objections to that?
No objections.
Yes.
No.
There's an objection. She resigned. We can't force her to do it.
I don't want to split the vote.
Okay. So,
I don't want to split the vote.
I'm sure.
Can we make A, Joseph, and C, Wally?
Yeah, just so that I don't have to cut and spend more time.
Thank you.
A, Davis, B, James.
Okay, is that correct?
No, you said C. James.
A. Joseph.
Oh, we
just
we get
C. James.
Okay, this is the report sheet. So Wally James is choice C.
Okay.
Joseph Davis is choice A.
B is not in the available.
I made a mistake.
Rhonda, you're wasting our time.
Please bear with me. Well, Wally and I talked earlier, and
he's not a board.
Wally, you see.
Yeah.
Do something and do
it. I don't want to split the vote. What's your number two vote?
I want to run.
You resigned. I'm confused.
All right, that's fine.
I'm going to put it to the body. Should we allow Rhonda to run? Yes? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. So,
thank you. We are getting there tonight.
A is Joseph, B is Rhonda, C is Wally.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I can't touch the ballots, but I can do this.
Sorry, repeat.
Can we start again, please?
It's in alphabetical order. A is Davis, B is Garner, C is James.
Joseph is walking around with the informational poster to help you.
Okay, can I drop out?
No, we're moving on. We've already started.
Madam Chair,
then don't vote for him.
Right.
We need to move on. We can't go back and forth the whole time.
Why can't you
You can rank people 1 and 2 however you want.
Just don't vote for him.
It's not that hard. He drops out. It saves time, actually.
I have permission from the chair.
Not Rhonda.
Gentlemen, we can you, Rhonda.
Is everybody clear?
They can talk, Adriana.
Everybody's clear.
I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. He is not the right one.
A is Joseph Davis, B is Rhonda, and C is Paul.
So what if the ballots are
there? Ballots were never handed out to anybody. Those were overridden.
Hey, you already voted.
We're trying to avoid a recount. Everybody's sitting
down. Yep.
It's good to have two counters, and it'd be inappropriate for me to count. If someone's here to volunteer to help Matthew count.
Nancy, why don't you help?
Ron, you're up. Will you help with the count? Thank you. He's going to do it over here.
Where's Nancy? Here? Where's there?
I don't know. Matthew's. Matthew, Ron is going to help you count.
Okay.
It's always good for each candidate to watch or help somebody they want to do.
Right. Oh, okay.
You just hold it so it touches the ballot as a number. You need to
turn it. Did you keep everything above it?
Just on the
same. But they don't have it.
Matthew, one more ballot.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've been waiting on two ballots.
Two. Okay.
So start by looking.
By the way, Matthew, if you start counting it, take the threshold on this election is 12. There's 22 people voting. It should be 22 ballots.
23.
There's 23.
Who's Ron King?
It's still 12. Yeah, it's still
12. We need to know the second for the situation where somebody drops out.
Does anyone object to me starting to take listener acceptances to move forward with that process?
Yes.
You object to that, Rick?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Who accepts their nomination for the listener of PNBC?
May I suggest that maybe we do a roll call of the nominations and ask each person if they accept or not?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yes, let me bring up the email.
You can't change. You're the third for a different.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, this is from the email Venetia sent.
The same thing that you are doing, looking at. You don't mind. I mean, you mind.
PK, do you accept the nomination? PK, do you accept the nomination? Sorry, I can't see you. Jerry, I got it. Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry accepts. Dwayne.
Yes.
Dwayne accepts. Nick.
I don't qualify.
Okay.
What was the answer?
He doesn't qualify.
Venetia?
She does.
She does. Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Elaine?
Yes.
Alexandra?
Oh, no.
Jim? Deb?
No.
Can I just say that it will waste us a lot of time if you're going to drop out after the question and answer? Because it adds a whole lot of time when we have extra people. So if your plan is to drop out after all that, please just do it now. These are our nominees.
Did you get 12 on the first round? I did. Okay.
Oh, Adriana.
Sorry.
Did I miss anyone?
How about Bill?
I said Bill.
He said yes.
Thank you. Sorry, I was just reading off that email. Did I miss anyone?
You were nominated, KC.
I do not want to. But thank you.
Hey, how about results?
The result, yes, please.
So the result was 12 for Joseph Davis, 7 for Rhonda Garner, and 4 for Wally James. So it does not need to go to second round. It goes to Joseph Davis.
7, and I have 7 and Wally have
4.
So that's 12, and how many did Joseph have?
12.
No, that's
11.
That's
11.
11.
What if Rhonda got 2? Just mathematically.
Since the vote is so close, Madam Chair.
It doesn't matter.
The vote isn't close.
It actually is very close, and I will explain.
The winner.
Rhonda, go ahead.
Thank you.
I would draw mine.
Wally James, as you know, he at the last minute said he didn't want to run. If Wally wants to run, we want Wally to run. But Wally is not going to be able to meet the demands of the position.
But, Rhonda, the totals are 12 to 11.
I know, but if we would have known whether to vote as one or two,
Rhonda, you're not listening. 12?
I'm good. I got to say it.
Okay. We're moving on. So these are all the listener nominations. This is going to take us a very, very long time. PK, Jerry, Dwayne, Venetia, Bill, Elaine, and Adriana. We're going to do the same thing because that's what the process we approved. You have a minute to speak, and then you have...
Point of information.
Yes.
Can you please repeat it again?
What time is it?
It was 30 seconds.
I'm in the midst of saying it, if you wouldn't interrupt me. Everyone's going to have 1 minute to make their statement of why they should run for the PMB, and then every board member who's not running, who's not on this list, gets a 30-second question for all the candidates, and each candidate has 30 seconds to respond.
Point of information, could you repeat them? I didn't even have time to write about it.
Yes. PK, Jerry, Dwayne, Venetia, Bill, Elaine, Adriana. And if it's okay, because visually it will be easier for me, can I rotate based on this list instead of spatially, because there's so many? Mm-hmm. Okay. PK, are you ready for your minute?
Sure. It is my hope that 2017 is behind us, because it seems like 2017 is what's been happening here. Has been more of a microcosm of what is happening in the country than anything that I've ever seen before in my life. And I think that people not being able to get along have a lot to do with the fact that it's not us that can't get along, it's those that kind of push us not to get along. We have to hold on to our own standards of integrity and ethics and everything that we do, and if we do that, I don't think that we should be having any problems. And so my whole point of being on the LSB and asking to be on the PMB is to serve.
Jerry.
Yeah, I want to be on the PMB because I feel that it's important to have people who see the bigger picture. PMB is not for trying to see how many points of order that you can raise, points of order, points of privilege. Even if it's for half of what you think is the right thing to do, you should not be tying up meetings with over and over again points of order, challenging the rulings of the chair. People should constrain themselves on that. But in terms of the PMB, is to oversee the whole state network, put the emphasis, fiduciary duty on the network as a whole. I believe that we are going to have to look at new ideas. I've been studying all the history of the network, looking for good ideas. For instance, I think that one idea is to have a Pacifica, but to have the five stations be more independent, formally more independent, so they don't have to play around and screw with each other. WBAI wants to waste all their time for years on PSOA or not. Let them do it. If they fail, let them fail. But keep Pacifica separate.
Dwayne.
I'm running for the PMB because I believe I have something to offer. I believe that obviously no one has articulated any specific items of raising funds, but I do have some ideas. I hope that with the acrimony and all the other issues that beset the members of the PNB with the new crew. I certainly am one who hasn't been there before. I have no relationships with any of them. I've made a commitment to each of you that all things are on the table with consideration, but I do go up there having made some suggestions in the first place. Number one is the $500,000 we spend on 100% health care, which is unsustainable. How we get from under that? How we get from under the union contracts? Bankruptcy is one option. That's why I don't take it off the table. But I can't speak to the complexities in 1 minute. And I'm not asking you to just trust me. I'm just asking you to look at my body of work here locally for the last 6 years, and you'll know you'll get someone who's honest, who's straightforward, and who will bring it back to you whether you like to hear it or not, but will speak the truth to you as I see it.
Thank you. Venicia is not here. Bill?
Okay, thank you. I think Pacifica faces its biggest challenge we've ever had this year. It's really about survival. We have $8 million in debt. You know, we have this $250,000 of this judgment, which looks like we've got some friends of some of the stations that are putting together money for a loan, a short-term loan, that will hopefully be paid off by a long-term loan. We don't have a way to find yet how we're going to pay that back or the rest of our debt. I've been willing to work with people from any faction, cutting across factions, creating new groups, even on the PNB and all of our stations. I've had a lot of respect from all people from all of the stations who thanked me for a lot of the stuff I've done. I've been attacked mercilessly here, and I don't attack back. I believe in turning the other cheek. I ignore that stuff. If I responded to all the misinformation and lies and slander and everything else, I wouldn't get anything else done. I'm focused on getting the job done. We've got to work together, as a lot of people said, but we really have to work on the finances, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions about how we're going to get out of all this debt, or it's going to swallow us.
Thank you. Elaine?
I'd like to be on the PMB after working on the audit committee in a committee that functioned most of the time. We had no outrageous behavior. It was very nice to work through that and get something accomplished, and I'd like to continue to do that. And I really, as Bill said, it's just critical. We need new faces, new ideas, new people who want to get in there and work and try and save the whole Pacifica group as a group, and not try to save it just because we can get money selling everybody else off and keeping it for ourselves. So I would genuinely like you all support if you would. Thank you.
Adriana.
Thank you. All of you know that my forte is not speaking, but you saw me. I came to this KPFT in 2013, and since 2014 I'm trying to be a youth member of the PME. I believe that everything that is being said here is nice, and but then you need to see how people really behave. When I am for transparency, you hear people lying to their teeth, saying things that are not absolutely lies, but they say it with a straight face. The problem is the problem of the foundation, I agree. But we need to remember that we need to wear one hat, and that one hat, the most important that you have as a director, is the Pacifica Foundation hat. I believe that we should be a group. We have five stations. We are not individual. I don't want to divide us in pieces.
Okay, before we start Q&A, I'm going to send a personal message to everyone. Alice is at home waiting for me there. If you're going to drop out of this election, please do so before Q&A. If you don't have a question, that is great. If you do, ask it. If you want to run, run, but, you know, save us time where we can.